This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Matt Boldy skates onto it in the corner. Centering pass, Kachuk, check from behind. Tries a back shot, score! Held in by Faber at the right point. Long shot, score! Zone entry. Score! Long wrister from Kachuk. Austin Matthews off to Gensel. Score! Michael to Kachuk. Score! Orensky shoots. Score! The rebound, the second on the power play from Matthew Kachuk.
Played away by Jack Eichel. Across the line, played it down low, and they score! Jake Gensel. Now it's Larkin with a burst of speed. He scores! Transition. Faber, empty net, center ice. Larkin has Gensel with him. Jake Gensel scores!
All right, time for the game tonight. A little bit more chatter on it. Mike Zeisberger, NHL.com, NHL Insider, joining us on the Western Hotline. We talked before the tournament when it was in Montreal. It's moved to Boston, and the maybe seemingly inevitable final between Team USA and Team Canada is upon us tonight at 8 o'clock. Mike joining us on the Western Hotline. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Really cranked up for this game tonight. And, you know, when we talked last week, we talked about, you know, how going into this tournament, some people thought it was a glorified all-star game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how much buzz there's been in Montreal and down here in Boston for this tournament. It really has developed into something that has been really, really cool. And I think what it's done also is it's been great for the game. It's been great to in both countries and maybe a little bit more in the U.S., get some maybe casual eyeballs on the sport that maybe weren't there before it started.
Mike, yeah, looking back on it, is it possible for it to have gone really any better?
No, I don't think so. Here's the thing, and here's an example of this. So about a month ago, I looked at, you knew the ticket sales for the U.S. games down here were going to be good. You knew, in Montreal, the selling tickets wasn't going to be an issue. But on Monday, there was a NHL mode. There was a Canada-Finland game, and it's in the afternoon on a Monday, holiday Monday in Boston. About, I would have to say a month ago, I looked and there were maybe 4,000 tickets sold. It was almost sold out, which means, 12,000, 13,000 tickets were sold in the last three and a half weeks. That's how much momentum it's built. I think ticket sales for this have been like 97%. The games have been riveting. The fan interest has been amazing. So, no, I don't think it could have gone any better. And I know both the NHL and the NHLPA are really thrilled with the momentum that's been built up. And, hey, look at, I mean, there hasn't been best on best since the 2016 World Cup of Hockey. And no offense to Sweden or Finland, but I think Canada versus U.S., that's, I think, what everybody wanted to see.
Right. I almost wonder, that, like, that tournament 9 years ago, like, the key difference is, one, this seems even more intense, right? The hitting, the fighting. And also, you never really got Canada-U.S. Like, it was a made-up Europe team that they played in the championship that time versus this go-around. I think you make a good point. That the fact that U.S. and Canada, you know, are center stage is what's going to magnify the whole thing.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I mean, when I look at these rosters, this by far is the best United States team I've ever seen. And if you want to compare the two teams, if I look at the top-end talent on Canada, you know, Sidney Crosby's still playing at a great level, but Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon, arguably the two best players in the game. But top to bottom, from the first player of the U.S. to the 23rd player on the U.S. roster, U.S. probably has a deeper team. And I think that's the fascination here, okay? There is no underdog in this anymore. You know, the Americans have done a great job. The U.S. development program in Michigan, you look at, I mean, we know that Cage Thompson is coming in just in case, you know, somebody gets injured before the game. But if you look at it, you know, we talked last week, I thought that Cage Thompson should have been on the team in the first place. But you look at how deep that U.S. team is, and that's a team that, you know, Jason Robertson, Cole Caulfield, Cage Thompson, they weren't even on the original roster. That's how deep the U.S. is, and that, I think, is what brings a lot of intrigue to this game tonight because, like I said, there is no underdog in this.
Mike Zeisberger joining us from Boston ahead of this game. How about Canada in net? You know, Binnington, they've been faithful to him, I guess, right? Like the idea that he's their best guy, and he might be. I would still be worried if I were Canada because I do think he's been there for the taking, and I think it's he's one of the reasons the U.S. won the first matchup. So, you know, coming into the tournament, Mike, it felt like the U.S. had the edge in goal, and that's where I might give the U.S. the edge tonight as well to win this game is that they're a lot better in goal.
Oh, definitely. You know, you look at the one side, Connor Hellebuyck, I think the way, you know, the Winnipeg Jets, I think he's actually may, and, you know, we don't always see this with goalies. I think he may garner some Hart Trophy votes by when all is said and done. So, you know, that's one place where the U.S. comes into the game going, we don't have to worry about that position. Canada, yes, that's been a gray area. And, you know, the days of Canada producing the Martin Brodeurs and Roberto Luongos and Marc-Andre Fleurys and Patrick Waugh, you know, that ship has sailed. For some reason, Canada has had had difficulty in producing goalies in the, you know, in the last few years. So, you know, I guess you stick with the date that brung you. He's looked shaky at times. And the ironic thing about it is, guys, you know, when I look at Jordan Binnington's body of work in the three games that he's played in the series, there are goals that you look and say, how did that go in? But he's also made saves where you go, how did he stop that? Including a couple of Hasekian ones, like Dominic Hasek as Snow Angels a couple of times. So he is a battler. But, you know, what kind of – you don't know what kind of alternative they have. I mean, you can't go to Aiden Hill now. I don't think Samuel Montembeau was ever an option. So, yes, if going into this game, if I look and say, where does one team have a decisive edge over the other, I got to say it's got to be the Americans in goal.
How big a difference should we think? It's hockey, one individual player can only make so much of a difference, but how big do you think it is that they'll have Makar tonight when they didn't on Saturday?
Well, I think it's big because, you know, he's a special player. I mean, he's a Norris Trophy winner. But just the way that he skates with the puck, I mean, he changes their power play. He changes their penalty kill. And he, the thing that, you know, when the Americans beat Canada 3-1 on Saturday, one of the most fascinating things, and the Americans deserve a ton of credit, is the way they played the defensive system in the neutral zone. They didn't give gaps to McDavid. They didn't give gaps to McKinnon. They didn't let those guys pick up speed. They filled up all the lanes. Well, when you have a guy like Cale Makar in there, obviously you have to account for somebody that's one of the two or three best skaters in the game. That's going to open up some lanes. So, you know, the one thing that I think you'll see the Americans do is put a lot of pucks in deep. I know that's a cliche, but when, you know, when guys like Cale Makar have their back to the U.S. net instead of facing the U.S. net, that's kind of the philosophy you want to have.
Mike Zeisberger with us. How about, so Canada gets their best defenseman back. The U.S., it looked like, tried to get their best defenseman back with Quinn Hughes, and that does not appear as though it's going to happen tonight. What's kind of been your view of the whole 48 hours of Mike Sullivan says he's coming, and then it's, oh, but he's not playing, and then, I don't know, didn't it seem like the U.S. always kind of sounded like they thought they could get permission to play him, and that, and we, as we saw yesterday, maybe the Canucks had something to do with, you know, him not going either.
Well, first of all, I mean, it was head-scratching because there's been so much misinformation about this, but the fact is the only way he could have played, and they have seven defensemen, so McAvoy goes down. So, but if you still have six defensemen, you have to play those six. Now, in Canada's case, first they lost. They obviously lost two of their defensemen, you know, because remember, they lost Theodore as well. So that's why they had to bring Harley in when Makar was out. Right now, the U.S. still has their cachet of the original six defensemen. So that's kind of the way, you know, those are the six that they have to go through. And here's the thing that I found head-scratching, guys. Quinn Hughes practiced in Vancouver the other day. You're not talking about jumping on a flight for 45 minutes.
Thank you.
From coast to coast, and when he practiced, he was in a non-contact jersey. So, you know, he hasn't played in 3 weeks, and you want to plop him in there in the biggest game, you know, of at least for the national team in the last decade. I mean, you know, what kind of Quinn Hughes were you going to get? How healthy was he going to be? And how much rest was there going to be from flying coast to coast? So why not just take somebody that, you know, even if you're looking for a backup in case, why not look for somebody that's a lot closer? Because there were no guarantees that the Quinn Hughes you would have got here would be the Quinn Hughes that we've seen when he's at 100%.
Mike, the whole time that story was going on, I thought I was taking crazy pills. Like, they couldn't have picked a defenseman farther away.
Yes.
Like the longest possible flight. Well, so whatever.
Well, if Hawaii had a team, then that would be the only way it would have been further.
Right. Mike Zeisberger, NHL Insider, NHL.com, joining us. He's covering the Four Nations there for tonight's game. The buy-in price, like $1,000 to get in. So, you know, we'll see. Not anticipating fights this time around, probably, right? I mean, the Kachucks don't want to miss 5 minutes of this game if in fact they can both play, nursing injuries as well, and whatever. I feel like if we've thought we've seen intensity, we're about to see maybe an even higher level if possible.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. You know, it's funny. I've covered Super Bowls. I've covered World Series. I've covered Stanley Cup Finals, World Cups of Soccer. And this just, I'm not saying that this is that, but there really is a cool sense of anticipation. I can't tell you, I'm not making predictions. I can't tell you who's going to win. But I can tell you this, as a pure fan of hockey, to see the talent that's going to be on the ice together tonight going up against each other is going to be really, really cool, and I'm really looking forward to it.
One last thing, Mike. There have been rumblings about some of the things they've done there being taken back to the NHL, like whether that's color-on-color jerseys or whites at home or the 3-2-1 scoring system or a 10-minute overtime on 3-on-3. Do you feel like Has the NHL, I don't know about openly, it's a very small little trial run for a couple of things here. Do you think a couple of these things could make it to the league?
Well, I don't think the players are going to agree to a 10-minute overtime, I'll tell you that. So I don't think that's going to happen. I kind of like the color on color. You know, the white jersey thing is interesting because the one thing that you get if you have the white jerseys at home is that fans get to see the different colors of the visiting teams coming in. Because right now, you're getting the same thing every game. You get the home team's colored jerseys and the other team's white jerseys. So as far as jerseys go, that fascinates me. Look, I love the 3-2-1. I know they use it in soccer in Europe. I think that it makes, you know, we all see games where teams just kind of shut the door. They want to get to overtime or a shootout. I think if you get 3 points for a win, that kind of is an incentive for teams to kind of push the envelope in the final few minutes of a game.
Yeah, I'm into it. I hope they do it. Mike, enjoy the game tonight. Thanks for helping us tell the story from Montreal and then Boston, and all the best.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Call anytime.
Very well. Mike Zeisberger, NHL.com, NHL Insider. Tonight, the night.
There is a story from, is it Nick, how do you pronounce Nick's last name?
Konstantinos, maybe?
Konstantinika. Okay. NHL.com. Same site as Mike Zeisberger. He talked with both Jack Eichel and Bob Eichel, Eichel's dad.
Oh, because the game's in Boston.
Yeah. It's about Eichel in this game tonight. And there's a couple of details in here that might be a little interesting to Sabre fans. One of which is a story that I never had heard or knew, and it kind of...
Uh-oh.
If you go way back, remember there was like always, oh, O'Reilly and Eichel hate each other, right?
Yeah.
They don't like each other?
I mean, Eichel went to the game to see O'Reilly win the cup.
Okay, so that story is already known?
He was at the game, and...
Yeah.
He Snapchatted or something. Like, he went to see the game when O'Reilly won the cup in Boston.
Yeah, and they even say he went down after the game to see O'Reilly, like to congratulate him, whatever. Like, yeah. You know, like, so, okay, so they weren't mortal enemies because he's like, I'm going to say hi to Ryan. The other thing is there's a story in here about, you know, here's him not being hated by a current Sabre. Bob Eichel's telling a story that they went to dinner with him last night. He's just dialed in. Someone sent over a tray of shots, and he just went, no, we can't take those. And then they asked, was it a Canadian? And Bob Eichel says, no, it was a Swede. It was Rasmus Dahlin.
Who sent shots over?
He sent shots over. So.
Listen, whatever. We don't have to relitigate everything. So much of the stuff about like the telephone game about that guy's career here has just been like just shot down, whether it's Marcus Foligno shooting it down or whatever. I mean, was it Dahlin or Mittelstadt? One of them credited Eichel as like being the most important player in their career when they were younger, helping them come along. Like, I don't know, whatever. Game's in Boston.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Write the script. Best possible outcome for the sport tonight. Who wins the scenario, the game script? What do you got? Give me your... Wait a minute. I got a better idea. Ready? What day is it?
Today is Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Thursday.
February 20th.
It's Thursday. What do we do on Thursdays that we stop doing?
The three leg parlay?
Let's do a Thursday three-way parlay.
Okay.
We got a big game tonight.
All right, I'm in. What's the punishment going to be?
Loser wears a suit tomorrow.
Thursday.
Has to buy a Canada jersey with the game-winning goal score.
Canada-US.
Well, that's a decent financial thing
right
there.
All
right, here we go.
Let's have it. Who wants to go first? Same game parlay, US-Canada.
See, the thing about hockey, well, no, you got options. You got goals, you got shots.
Points.
You got points/assists, you got goalie props if you want it. All right, so there's a lot to be had here. Are we all just going to pick a goal scorer? I feel like that's what's inevitable here.
If you want to do that, I mean, you get three different goal scorers and you get them right. It's a big payday.
The thing about this is, though, they're all pretty within. Yeah, they're all close together. The top like 10 guys are between plus 200 and plus like 340. So right.
Jacob Slavin is plus 1600.
Yeah,
so.
Like I wouldn't do that. All right. I am going to bet. I feel like you want to bet Eichel, so I almost want to leave him for you.
No, right? I was just going to say, should we do the former Sabre parlay or the three Sabres? Just all go right. Eichel, Reinhardt, Hagen, or Hagel.
I'll bet Jack Eichel to have 2+ points.
All right.
Plus 350.
Eichel
to have two or more points.
2 points, yeah. Okay. Josh, you want up next?
I'm going to go Matthew Tkachuk over 4 shots on goal.
Oh, all right. We're going right to the shots. I like that. It is a funny story when you're like, Jack Eichel, he's taking this game seriously. He turned down shots.
Right.
The night before a game. Like, that's funny. All right. So add that one in. 4 shots for Matthew Tkachuk. Okay. And then my third leg here. Let's go. What do I want?
You could bet. Like Brady Tkachuk to have a hat trick at plus 18,000.
I don't want to do that. I'm gonna go.
That would really fire up these odds.
I'm gonna go anytime goal scorer.
Okay.
And I'm just taking McDavid. I mean,
boring.
Boring.
Anytime.
No, plus 220.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's longer odds than Josh. Josh had the like almost even odds.
That's all right.
All right.
I got a 20. I got a profit boost on that thing, and let's go.
All right. Boom. That is plus 3103, which would be, for instance, 10 to win 310.
Yeah.
All right. Eichel 2+ points. Matthews 4+ shots on goal, and McDavid anytime.
Not Matthews.
Score.
It was Tkachuk. Matthew Tkachuk 4 shots on goal.
Oh, sorry.
Matthew
thank Tkachuk. You. Yeah, Matthew. Okay, so does that change the odds, actually? Probably does, doesn't it? Let's see.
Listen, Eichel did not really get much with the Tkachuks in the first matchup because they were in the penalty. First off, they fought. And then Matthew, has missed a game? Brady missed a game.
Brady missed. No, Matthew missed the whole game. Brady played, got hurt, played one more shift, and then left.
So if that line gets back together, it's been a murderous line. And we'll hope for that line to do well. All right, go USA.
If Tage goes in, is he like on the top line?
No way. No.
If he's replacing, no, they'll bump like up someone from the fourth line and then put Tage on the fourth line?
Probably.
All right.
803-0550, the Four Nations final coming up tonight. We'll get some more of your calls in if you want. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR.
Song. This might be the song I think of the most for them almost making the playoffs 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it played it like every home game twice. This should play when he comes out of the tunnel to play tonight, WWE style.
They could have done entrances and entrance music.
They also should bring back the individual goal song. I'm ready for it. I wasn't a fan of changing in the first place.
No.
You like what they have instead?
I do.
What's the song again?
It's about the
Kickstart My Heart?
It's about the name on the front of the goal song, not the name on the back of the goal song album. I don't know. I want one song. I want the goal song is supposed to be about the fans, not the players. How's that for
you? But see, you can have one bad song, and now every goal is followed by a bad choice. Whereas if... Like maybe I get a few bad songs or 40% bad songs from the players, but that means more than half the time I still have good
songs.
Well,
the best scenario is to just pick a good song, and I think the Sabres have a fine song. It could be better, but individual goal songs, I don't like it anymore. Play that song when you're announcing who scored the goal. Fine. Right?
Well, that's during play.
Do it anyway. Whatever. The NBA,
I'm good with that.
NBA plays music. The Bandits play music. Buffalo goal. His first of the season. Boom. Fishing in the Dark's getting played. Tage Thompson. Bam. But when the goal's actually scored, no.
I would play it. 803-0550. There's a new team that's exploring the possibility of a new stadium. Did you see this?
There's also... Yeah, give me this, and right after that, I want to give you the NHL market that is the next up on expansion, it would seem. There's a new market. Kevin Weeks reported yesterday a new market is exploring coming into the NHL.
I think I might have missed this. Okay, so the new team, have you seen it already?
The NFL team that wants a new stadium?
Yeah. Who? Because I wonder how many times it would take you to guess this team.
Okay, not Cleveland.
Not Cleveland.
Because Cleveland we know.
Cleveland we
Chicago,
know.
Chicago we know wants one.
Yep.
Kansas City we know is in this conversation.
Yep.
Tennessee's getting one. Buffalo's getting one, of course.
Yep.
All right, who? It's not going to be, who's it going to be? You're saying I shouldn't guess this?
I would be surprised if you got right to this team. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to just rule out it should never in a million years be, and if I get it wrong, I get it wrong, okay?
Yep, go ahead.
Jets should never be the Jets.
Correct, it's not the Jets.
Should not be the Ravens.
Right.
Should not be the Steelers.
Right.
Should not be the Bengals or we mentioned the Browns already have one.
Right.
Not the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
Jaguars are getting one. The Titans are getting one. Do I want to say it should definitely not be the Texans? The Chiefs, we figured it out. The Chargers have one. The Broncos. The Broncos. All right. I'm putting Houston and Denver on the maybes.
Okay.
Not Philly. Mm-hmm. Washington needs one. So that can't be them because that would not.
Too obvious.
Yes.
Yeah. We already know they want one.
Not Dallas. Not the Giants. Not the Lions. Not the Vikings. Not the Packers. Not the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks. Okay. Add them to the mix. Not the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Saints. Panthers. Add them to the maybe list.
Okay.
No Rams, no Seahawks, no Cardinals, no Niners.
All right, so you have four on the maybe list?
Are they on the maybe list?
They're on your maybe
list. All right!
You did a really good job.
All right.
That. So who's that? On your maybe is Tampa, Houston, Denver, and Carolina.
Yes.
Right?
That's my maybe list.
It's on your maybe list.
Okay.
The blank have explored the possibility of a new stadium to replace the place that the franchise has called home since it...
Houston.
...opened in 2002.
Houston.
Houston. The Texans looking at a new stadium. I would have never guessed that
Houston,
because their stadium feels... Like, I've never been there, but it looks awesome.
Yeah.
On TV, at least. It's a dome. I think their retractable roof doesn't work, right? They tried to open it or something, and it didn't work this season.
It is an older, big, huge, yeah, one of those. When I was going through the maybes, Houston was my knee-jerk first thought. Like, but that's...
I feel like you almost just guessed them outright.
I almost did, but I wanted to keep going.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the Texans want a new stadium.
The Bucks. They can't have a new one because the ship is too cool. I've never even seen
that
ship.
I mean, you could move the pirate ship, I guess, right?
Joe, I don't think it can sail. I don't think it works. sorry.
Move it from one stadium to the next.
All right.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. This is not the Texans saying this. This is Florio saying this. If the local authorities won't play ball in the new stadium, the team will consider playing ball elsewhere. Okay.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
They're going to move from Houston again.
Here we go. Yeah. Where were the?
Anyways.
Remember when the Bills were going to play at Penn State?
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Yeah,
or something.
Sure they will. Sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Texans exploring a new stadium.
Who's the NHL team that's? Is this a new one?
Like, yes,
I've seen Atlanta.
Okay.
Over the years,
so to follow up,
they keep flirting with their idea of going back to Phoenix, right? At some point, like Batman is going to do that.
Yep.
And then was there another one?
This is a sign. No. Hey, Josh, he doesn't read your text messages.
I must.
Josh
have
texted the two of us this story from Kevin Weeks.
Look, the guy's got 80 unread texts.
So. That's right. You have 200 unread texts. One of them is Josh trying to give you information on the next potential expansion team in the NHL.
Okay,
last time I text you.
I'm marking that unread. So now we're at 79 missed text messages. The text, though, like I'm not looking at it. It just says Kevin Weeks.
Yeah.
So I haven't opened it.
In speaking to Deputy Commissioner Bill Daley and other sources involved, I can confirm there was a recent meeting in New York City with a group expressing their interest in bringing the NHL to
Portland, Oregon.
No. All right, keep going. This is a major sports city,
Cleveland.
It has two professional sports teams right now.
Two professional major
they have
sports
two.
Teams right now.
The NHL would be their third major league. They have two teams now.
New Orleans.
Correct.
Yeah.
New Orleans. Now, I would like to say this is how you know I'm an adult now and I'm not a jerk, because I did not, quote, tweet that with some sort of joke about how they're going to make the playoffs before the Sabres. I didn't do that. I didn't make that joke. I didn't say that.
But they're probably going.
Personal growth.
But they're
that's growth to not say, oh, sweet, another team that's going to make it before the Sabres. I didn't say that.
Cool, you're mature. I'm not 30 yet. Guess what? New Orleans is going to make the playoffs before the Sabres.
I was really proud of myself. For not the New Orleans, here we go.
That's what I'm here for.
I'm excited to hate another team name. The New Orleans, what? What will they go? The Gumbo.
The New Orleans Brass.
The New Orleans Gumbo.
The Brass is a good name. That is a good name.
It's a singular name, though, isn't it? I mean, it does end in S.
It's plural, but yeah, that's a good
New
name.
New Orleans Brass.
I feel like that'd be too close to the Blues, though.
What are you, though, if you are a player on that team?
A Brasser.
You're a member of the Brass section.
Brasser?
A member of the
Brass. A member.
Obviously, defense would be trombones, and forwards are trumpets, and goalies tuba. Problem solved.
New Orleans has... Yeah. Wow, did you know this already, Josh? New Orleans has only had one professional hockey team in their history, that at least according to Wikipedia, they were in the ECHL, and their name was the New Orleans Brass.
Okay.
And their colors were purple and gold.
I just took a stab at that. Yeah. I didn't.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's not that bad.
New Orleans Brass.
Hey, and their coach can be called the Conductor.
All right. Now we're getting too far. Easy. 8030550. Let's send it to the chat. The New Orleans what?
Blank.
The New Orleans... Crawfish comes in early. The New Orleans hot dogs.
Meh?
No. I don't know. I think it's a joke. The New Orleans...
I'm looking through like some of their former team names in other sports leagues.
Is it possible they could go some cool name, like call themselves the Bayou something?
The New Orleans Bayou? Or the Bayou something? Yeah. Like the Bayou is the location? Like,
yeah. You can go full ECHL caliber name and go like the Bayou Brawlers. That's terrible.
Derek and
yourself. That's a fantasy
team
name right there.
The Voodoo.
Something like
New Orleans Voodoo. That's a
realm of things.
I don't know what I want in sports team names. I want it to sound somewhat professional, but also not sound like you just dug something up from 1920.
Or from the Madden
Like New
games.
Orleans Privateers is a former team name.
We're not doing that.
That is the team name from the New Orleans University, so that's taken.
The Swamp Monsters, the Vampires, the Fan Boats, the Gators. These are all coming in on the chat.
The Fan Boats is the best.
The Fan Boats. The Gators. They don't have Crocs. They have Gators. Is that right? I don't even know.
What do they have in New Orleans?
Well, the Pelicans are named the Pelicans because that's the state bird. Right. The Pels, the Pelicans. They, by the way, they do call them the Pels, Joe. Just going to give you the heads up. Just like Sapes. The New Orleans hockey team will be named the...
It's got, like, what, like something French maybe could work here?
If you want to go off state animals, the state animal of Louisiana is the black bear.
Nah. No, not enough people would feel like that's... I don't know.
I more so wanted to say that because kinda, why is it the black bear?
What about like the Cajuns?
The Raging Cajuns might have an issue with that.
Right. The Riverboat Gamblers. The... I think what I want is... I think I want something that's got a French vibe to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm trying to... I keep thinking of Ed Orgeron saying "Go Tigers" in my head right now, and it's spelled G-E-A-U-X.
The state amphibian is a green tree frog, if anyone cares about that. The New Orleans tree frogs. Crawfish. Nah. They have a state boat.
They have a state boat.
Yeah. They have a state drink. You know what the state drink is of Louisiana?
What about just the bayous?
It's milk.
Milk?
Milk is the state drink.
I don't know. Not much to do off that. The bayous. New Orleans bayous.
I mean, Louisiana, they have a state dog, the Catahoula leopard dog or something like that.
Does everybody have a state dog?
I don't know if everyone has a state dog, but Louisiana does. State fruit, strawberry. Not bad. The white perch? How about the New Orleans white perch?
I'm not hearing anything that beats brass.
No, I agree.
The first one, brass, is pretty good.
The state reptile is the alligator. Could they get alligators in there?
Into the arena.
No, I mean like in the name.
In the name.
Could they be the Gators? Could they be the Gators?
How does copyright and stuff work like that? Like, we've got so many teams
I know.
That are called the same thing. That's but if you call something new the same thing, well, then it's not allowed.
Right. That's probably
9,000 teams named the Tigers and the Lions out there, but if I call them the Tigers now, it's a problem.
That's right.
Like, if you call them the Gators, are the Florida Gators going to call and say you're not allowed to do that?
They might.
Because didn't that happen with the Golden Knights?
The Golden Knights wanted to be the Black Knights, and Army said no.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess, I don't know. Hockey in New Orleans,
I mean, look
huh?
at, excuse me, Utah wanted to be the Yeti, and a cooler company said no.
Right.
Not even a sports team.
Like, how many people do I have to check in with to see if I'm allowed to call a team something?
I hope you're ready for, like, the New Orleans Godzilla. A Rodan. What's the Kraken version? What's a mythical beast that exists in a part
but
of the world
that have to do with
that's
New Orleans?
Not New Orleans? What's a meme? They got to name their team after
the Chupacabra.
Meme. There, a meme. Another meme name. Anyway, Kevin Weeks says New Orleans wants a team. They're at 32. New Orleans 33. Who else is coming in? Is Arizona coming back
Arizona,
for 34?
Batman's going to bring Arizona back, and then Atlanta wants back. They're going to get to 40. They're going to get to 40. The NHL, they don't print money TV-wise like some of these other teams. So how do they make up for it? They get massive billion-dollar expansion fees.
Right. They have a bit of a scheme here where it's just like, hey, we'll give you $50 million if we can be in your league. Sweet. That's more than I've profited in 20 years of owning the team.
Yeah. Man.
Anyway, there you go. Kevin Weeks, New Orleans. The New Orleans. That's more state symbols.
I don't think I'm off on the state symbols.
The Creole. The sweet potato.
Jambalaya.
You Are My Sunshine is the state song.
New York, in fact, does have a state dog.
We do.
All working dogs.
What about
all
working dogs? In 2017, they declared that it would be all working dogs. So like German Shepherds and whatever else you consider a working dog.
Is Swamp Monsters too long?
Yes.
New Orleans Swamp Monsters?
How about Swampers? No. Swampies. No.
The Crawdads. The New Orleans Gulf.
The Bog.
The New Orleans Gulf. G-U-L-F.
The what? The Gulf?
The Gulf.
They're changing the name of that thing every day. You can't be the Gulf. We'll get a break in. It's Extendo Sports coming up.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, wrapping things up. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about, the Four Nations. tonight, the final, U.S. and Canada. My wife said that my kids are watching at home.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi, guys.
Can you see Gene Steratore in the background?
Oh. Is he on your camera? Oh, yeah. Move your mic.
Back here. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Gene. That's perfect. We should have Gene Steratore just lording over me at all times.
Yep. He's staring.
Say hi to my kids. Hi, Dilly. Hi, Knox. Hi, kids.
New Orleans Hush Puppies.
Hush Puppies. Well, that was another good one in the break we heard. What was it? Showboats. The Showboats. You know, and some Mississippi River. I Googled Mississippi River slang to find, you know, what kind of. Could they be the Louisiana somethings? They could, if they get a team. But anyway, there's been a meeting in New York. The New Orleans Colonials. The Beignets. The Chicken and Waffles.
Will asks, should the NHL have relegation once they get to 40 teams? And this is where I step up and say 5 years ago, I already designed this. 40 teams, two 20-team leagues, top four, bottom four relegation, and the Stanley Cup playoffs, you still can win entry in the second league. It's like NHL silver. You're one of the top four teams NHL silver, you get to go to the playoffs. All the other teams are going to be from the top division.
Yeah. PK Subban picks Team USA to win 4-2.
Oh, he's Canadian too. I'm not loving Subban on ESPN.
Why not?
I don't know. Like, I like that he dresses fancy, and I like that, and I like that he's got some personality. But when I see him try to have to like craft a take, just not. It's not there yet. But he's still relatively new to TV, so.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying when he ventured, like, when he's on GetUp and he's venturing into, like,
right,
NBA
right.
takes and stuff, which,
all right.
You never know.
Well, tonight, enjoy it. The non-gold medal game at the final for the bragging rights for a couple years at least. Let's go, USA.